This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The National Football League has reached an agreement to end a lockout of referees. The deal comes just a couple days after a botched call by replacement refs. The league will give existing referees much of what they wanted for the next few years, including a pension rather than a 401k and a pay raise. Andrew Zimbalist is a sports economist at Smith College, and he is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what it looks like happened here is that the replacements were just so bad that the league had to cave. Is that your view?
I think that that's largely what happened. Although there's a little bit of mass libel going on. There was one referee who made a terrible call, and then all the referees all of a sudden became terrible also. But yes, the replacement refs, by and large, were not doing a good job, and the integrity of the competition was being undermined.
Are replacements typically okay in these sports lockouts, and just this time they weren't?
Well, I'm not sure replacements work very well in professional sports. More often than not, you're talking about replacement players, and they certainly don't work very well. One of the problems here with the NFL is that it's a very skilled job to be an NFL referee. The game moves very rapidly. The referees have to be not only intellectually on top of what's happening, but they have to be physically fit. And we're in a situation now in the NFL, which is a terribly important situation about protecting players physically and the whole issue of concussions. So the NFL has a series of new rules that are in place that are supposedly in place to protect the players. So it's not only the traditional difficulty of being a good referee, but it's now a more complicated task, and the replacements simply weren't up to that task.
Now, when we think of disputes like this, you can't help but think right back to the 1980s and Ronald Reagan with the air traffic controllers saying, all right, fine, you want to go, we'll bring in the replacements. And it doesn't seem to have worked out that well this time.
Yeah, well, I think that was the watershed, really. That was the shift in the big shift in the American labor movement in the early 1980s. And it's been going downhill ever since. But, everything else in life, the devil is in the details, and things don't always work out as planned.
Andrew Zimbalist is a sports economist at Smith College. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.